This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Belgium Bart De Wever will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. Both leaders will discuss the entire spectrum of bilateral relations, as well as the regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Belgian Prime Minister arrived in the national capital last night on a three-day visit to India. Prime Minister De Wever has been accompanied by Belgian Minister of Defence, Theo Franken. This is his first visit to India since taking office in February last year. The visiting dignitary will also deliver a keynote address at a Confederation of Indian Industry business event in the context of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for sensitizing urban local bodies to the challenges arising from urbanization, including population growth and future water requirements, and suggested organizing similar Chintan Shivirs for urban local bodies. Mr. Modi chaired the valedictory session of the two-day National Departmental Summit on Water, organized by the Minister of Jal Shakti yesterday. He called for greater adoption of water-saving technologies. He also suggested dedicated exhibitions and workshops, including exposure to global best practices, to enable Indian manufacturers and stakeholders to develop and scale efficient solutions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that the actionable and time-bound action points emerging from the summit should be pursued through a continuous process of review and learning. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that the EOS-05 Earth Observation Satellite will be launched tomorrow. The satellite is scheduled to lift off at 2:55 a.m. aboard the GSLV-F-17 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota. Mr. Narayanan said EOS-05 is a state-of-the-art Earth observation spacecraft and India's first imaging satellite to be placed in a geosynchronous orbit.
We in ISRO is proud to inform that we are going to have a launch of Earth Observation Satellite 05 using our GSLV vehicle, GSLV F-17, on 4th September, early morning, 2:55 a.m. This is the first satellite, Earth Observation Satellite, which is going to be placed in the geo platform for advanced Earth observation purpose.
He said the mission will further strengthen India's Earth observation capabilities and improve the delivery of Earth observation services. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting search operations at 11 premises in Kolkata, West Bengal, in connection to 290 crore rupees bank fraud involving Kohinoor Power Private Limited. According to ED officials, the company had evaded loans from banks for setting up a 66-megawatt power plant in Jharkhand. The agency alleged that the loan funds were subsequently siphoned off to other group entities and diverted for personal purposes. The official said the company eventually underwent insolvency proceedings before the National Company Law Tribunal. During the liquidation process, only around 7 crore rupees could be recovered, resulting in substantial losses to the creditors. The search operation covers the premises of the group's promoters and other directors, as well as the offices of auditors and other associated persons. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India and Belgium share warm and long-standing relations founded on mutual respect, democratic values, and a shared commitment to a rules-based global order. The minister said during his delegation talks with Belgian Defence Minister Theo Franken in New Delhi. Mr. Singh said that the world is witnessing a time of great geopolitical and economic turmoil and stressed on the need to handle the challenges. He added that in such situations, meeting a friend and an important partner like Belgium provides a useful opportunity to exchange views and perspectives. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh today, while IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in the region till Saturday. The weather agency added that sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Vidarbh and Uttar Pradesh will experience heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 3 days. In women's cricket, India will take on Hong Kong in the second Group A match in the 2020 Asia Cup at Dubai International Stadium in the UAE today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue opened the campaign with a convincing 94-run win over Thailand in Dubai on Sunday. A victory over Hong Kong will help the Harmanpreet Kaur-led side secure a place in the semi-finals of the ongoing 8-team tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.